Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, and agent owner Rosemary Moore, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Livernois Dental Care, keep your smile bright. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list. A political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Henrietta. Good morning, Christy. And good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. She's a prophetess, minister, and songstress. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kimberly, Henrietta, and good morning to our listening audience.
Absolutely, yes, listening online on blogtalkradio.com and on the phone, and we're going to go to the phone lines this morning again. I just want to say I was listening to the Praise Network this morning, great interview with Rose Daniel Love, the author of North Rosedale Park, 100 Years of History, and it was a great conversation with her book about one of the great neighborhoods here in Detroit, and there are a few. Don't get it twisted. There are some really nice places in the city of Detroit to live and work. All right. Let me go down the list of some of our supporters. First of all, we got news and weather coming up, and we've got some commentary, and we've got open lines, and the Sunday morning team is here. If you need repairs on your desktop, your laptop, your tablets, call Optimal IT Solutions. They can fix it at a reduced price. That's who handles all of my computer systems here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. And just so that you can write these things down, 248-796-2429. And I want to thank again the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, for his support of the program, one of the super lawyers in the United States, top 100 on a number of lists. He handles probates, wills, conservatorships, guardianships, but he's a specialist in personal injury. They call him the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. You know, from dental hygienists and dental assistants to lab technicians and office staff, Livernois Dental Care shows that they are the best in customer experience, and it comes from a genuine care and concern. Their goal is to ensure every appointment is comfortable, that you are relieved of any pain or discomfort, and that they exceed all your expectations because you are a priority at Livernois Dental Care. The number is 313-340-9709, Livernois Dental Care. It's on Livernois, if you need to know. All right. Heaven Sent Support Services. It's a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with these services: personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, companionship, and much, much more. If you would like to get a quote and see what Heaven Sent can do for you. Here's the number, 248-262-7111, 248-262-7111. When we come back, we've got the latest news and weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
all right.
is gonna
we
be
are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Sunday morning team is here. In the news this morning, political operative and icon Ray Solomon died at 77 this past week. And a consultant on numerous presidential, state, and local political campaigns, nicknamed the Godfather of Detroit, he was a kingmaker of sorts, worked for Wayne County, was a leader in the 14th Congressional District. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this in a few minutes. Representative Jewel Jones was arraigned Friday on several charges in connection with a collision in Fowlerville. The defendant's behavior was so serious that they had to use a taser and pepper spray, according to Michigan State Police and the Assistant Livingston County Prosecutor, Carolyn Henry. State troopers received numerous complaints from drivers on I-96 before the collision. Representative Jones' blood alcohol content was more than two times the legal limit, or he was super drunk. He was charged with resisting arrest, drunk driving, and a weapons charge of having a weapon on his possession under the influence. Acclaimed City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas announced Thursday she's retiring from WWJ News Radio 950 after 30 years. Thomas posted on Twitter that she'll be leaving the station, but listeners will still be able to hear her Black Business Minute each week. Her last day is April 29th. She says it's been an amazing ride. She's a Wayne State University graduate, and she's a 2019 Michigan Hall of Fame of Journalism Award winner. Amid GOP blowback, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia scrapped plans to launch an America First caucus pushing for Anglo-Saxon political tradition, which is not anything to do with our U.S. Constitution, and it doesn't say anything about other races. We're going to be talking about that too. Another Zoom fail. A Canadian lawmaker, William Amos, went jogging, came back home, took a shower, and was caught live undressed on a conference call with the Quebec House of Commons. People have to really be careful about their Zoom conferences these days. All right, let's go, Henrietta. I know you're just dying to say something. Go right ahead. It happens all the time.
Know.
Why do people not be ready for these Zoom things?
Right.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
I get You can, or go cameraless. There's a button on the Zoom link on the Zoom.
What's so difficult about
show your
that?
Face or something. So you know you're going to be on a Zoom call, and you just really don't want, unless you've got to be present because you're speaking or have a part to play, and you leave your camera on live. But until that happens, and you know you're walking around trying to get some things done, you go camera less. So I'm trying to tell you, I made that person really just wanted to show some things. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. However, I want to tap in on Representative Joel Jones, the young state rep elected to city council in Inkster at age 20, and at 24 became one of the youngest House state representatives. And I have to say, I know Rep Jones. I know him personally. I've seen the work he's done in the community. I've seen him trailblaze for this generation, and the work that he's done is uncountable. It's just a lot of so many, many wonderful things. However, I have to say, I hope and pray that whatever was going on that day that sparked him to spiral that in that position that day, that he gets all the counseling and support, which he has to support. But, you know,
can
all the
get a mentor, Henrietta? Can somebody mentor, get a mentor and help? I mean, you know, he's not the only one. All I say is African-American men in this environment that we have, the deck is stacked against us in the first place. Get a mentor. We know what's coming. We know what's coming. The money, the power, the women. We know what's coming. We got to be ready for this stuff. We got to be ready. Yeah. Man, I think many people are pulling for Representative Jewel Jones. I've heard so many positive things about him over the years.
A lot of support. And so you have to understand he's, you know, and I'm not using youth or his age factor as an excusable reason for drinking and driving. That's not excusable for anybody at any age. However, I think that the pressures of this political world, and I can say that I'm not even an elected official yet, but I have been elected to lead a lot of different platforms. And let me tell you, it is pressure. It is pressure. And I'm way older than him, so I have many, many years over him. But I can only imagine someone that young falling into the political arena very young, really never having time to enjoy life as a young person. However, this is the role he chose, so he knew all the
That
was going to win it. But at the end of the day, we have to look at the fact we do need more mentors. And he's not the only, like you said, Michael, he's not the only young elected official who have done something, you know, that they shouldn't be doing or something to this magnitude. However, I am rooting for Mr. Joel. I know he'll get it together because that's how he's built. And I'm watching it and, you know, just hoping and praying and knowing that because he has all the support that he does have, he's going to pour through this and he's going to continue the amazing work he's done and doing in his community to Inkster.
Absolutely, absolutely. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning.
Good morning. So you guys, there's so much to talk about. So
I know what happened this week. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a lot. So I'm going to say this about Representative Jewel Jones, and I'm agreeing with what Henrietta said. There is a lot of pressure, and I've been around political officials and been a staffer, and it is. There's a lot of hours. There's a lot of work. People are always asking you for something, and I don't mean they're asking you for money out of your pocket, but everyone has an issue. And so you don't really get to turn off your phone. You don't get to turn off that I am representative. You're always that representative.
Always.
Even if you walk into McDonald's and say, you know what, one of my things, I want a chocolate shake and some french fries. You could be sitting in McDonald's enjoying your chocolate shake and your french fries, and someone's going to say, hey, you're Representative Jones. Hey, sister has XYZ situation. Can you help me?
Yep.
And at that moment, you're right. I just wanted to sit here and enjoy my chocolate shake and my french fries, but I have to talk to this person and help this person. Okay, Right. But having said that, now we're looking at tomorrow, the Derek Chauvin jury is going to deliberate. Closing arguments are happening tomorrow, and they're going to go into deliberations to decide whether or not Derek Chauvin is guilty of, I think it's third-degree murder or third-degree manslaughter. I forget which one it is. Mm-hmm. And then last week we had the murder of Dante Wright, where mm-hmm. we have the police officer who has been barricaded in her house. She has security that's protecting her, but Dante is being laid to rest this week. We saw a video of a young man in military fatigue that happened 3 or 4 months ago, where he was pulled over by the police and harassed and pepper sprayed. Mm-hmm. We saw the last few days, we've seen lots, but the last few days, the last case I'm going to talk about, there is a young man who was walking in a neighborhood in South Carolina that was his own, mm-hmm. and a mm-hmm. white man mm-hmm. who was in the military came out and started to mm-hmm. yell at him and told him to leave the community because he was harassing him. I mm-hmm. say all that to say the immense pressure that is on us because of who we are, the mm-hmm. immense pressure. And so it doesn't matter if you're a sitting elected official. As we've heard in the police reports, they tased him and they pepper sprayed him. Mm-hmm. I will challenge anyone who says, well, that's what they had to do, but if it was someone else, would they have done the same thing? And a Absolutely. Lot of times we know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what your economic status, your education, your who you know, your religious affiliation, any of those things, when we encounter certain racist people, there are issues that come upon that. And there is so much pressure on us to act mm-hmm. a certain way, to set a standard, to set an example. And sometimes just for us to be human is not even an expectation. And I say that because as humans, we all make mistakes. We all can do things that disappoint others. And sometimes we need help. And so I encourage everyone who's listening to make sure that we look out for one another. If you are pulled over by the police, do your best that you can to not aggravate. And I know it sounds horrible. Try to survive the experience. If something goes wrong, report it. And let's stand together, because if we don't start mm-hmm. holding these people accountable for mm-hmm. the things that we do, it won't matter if we're a sitting state representative, and it won't matter if we're just the average Joe that went to the corner store, because mm-hmm. things like this will continue to happen. What would have happened if Jewel Jones had been shot? Because the same thing that happened with Dante Wright, where someone said, oh, I'm going to tase you, and pull the wrong gun out.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Pull the wrong weapon out. Yes, allegedly. Pull the wrong weapon out and shot him. Mm-hmm. We could be talking about a funeral. Everybody mm-hmm. just got over the funeral for Raymond Solomon. And if you didn't have the pleasure to know Raymond Solomon, you missed out on a true gem in life, because he was an amazing person.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
And we're going to be talking about him in a few minutes, Kimberly. I'm glad you brought that up, because we have not discussed Mr. Solomon yet here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And and we definitely do. I just want to hear, and it's good. I'm just waiting, can't wait to hear from Evangelist Christy Laster on some of these topics. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning. You can't wait to hear from little old me.
Yeah, because
first, I must,
you know,
say,
go ahead.
I must say that I missed you all last week.
Yes, welcome back.
I had an opportunity to take mini vacation that was well needed. There is so much that has been going on. Oh, my goodness. And it is very difficult to watch, whether it be on the news or whether it be on social media, talking about our recent incidences that Kimberly has brought up this morning. And I'm like, you know, as a Christian, you know, as we call ourselves, we find that some have taken a back seat, and then we find that some are a little bit more aggressive, and they're speaking up and they're speaking out. And I'm like, well, what does the word say about these sorts of things? And there's several scriptures, but one particular scripture that came to mind was Galatians 5:1. And a couple different versions of it, King James Version, the Message Version, it tells us to stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. It's basically telling us that we are to be free and that we ought to take a stand and never again let anyone put us in a position to be manipulated, to be controlled, and to be in any type of bondage. So I am just disturbed. I am uncomfortable. I am saddened by all the things that have happened in the United States as it relates to our African-American men. I am a mother of an African-American young man, 19 years old, and I am uncomfortable when he leaves the house, so I am praying for him. I am communicating with him. Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you up to? All those sorts of things, and we have those conversations about how to conduct yourself in the case that you are pulled over. He's driven to Ohio several times and has been pulled over while going to Ohio to handle business and things of that nature. But the Bible tells us to take a stand. So Kimberly talked about us sticking together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we definitely have to do in today's climate. We have to stick together. We have to not be silent. We have to do whatever it takes and strategize together to save our young men, to put them in a position where they're not afraid, and our young women, to put them in a position where they're not afraid just to drive down the street. We have to stand together, speak up, hold individuals accountable so that when we are pulled over, we're not fearing our lives. So the word has something to say about that. Take your stand. Now, some of us get out there and we act a fool. Don't act a fool.
Yeah.
And I hate, like Kimberly, I hate that we have to even have this conversation about how to conduct yourselves, but then we have to take it further. When you do conduct yourself properly and you still find yourself in a position where you are harmed, hold those individuals accountable and don't let up. Don't let up because we are free.
Evangelist, Kim and I were on a conference call this week where that just came up about it's time for us to take action, not sit on the sidelines, but now to do something, say something, take some action because there's so much. Look, I just talked about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia, how she. There are groups of people stacked against us. There are organizations that are in place, organized against us, against whatever we do. Okay, no matter what. Look, I still don't know why so many people were upset with Obama during his 8 years. I thought he was one of the nicest guys, and I thought he really was very pleasant to white people. And I just still don't understand why they didn't like him so much. And I finally figured it out. It was just because he was darker than them. That was it.
He's about the black man holding the key office, being one of the most powerful men on the planet. An African-American man. That history can never erase that. So that anger for that purpose alone is why – to this day, they don't like him. It wasn't anything. They tried to use policy, or they tried to say he was an undercover Taliban, all this other nonsense they tried to come out of the woodwork with.
Yeah, all those lies that he wasn't born here.
One of the most powerful, and history could never erase that. And you got to understand, people of non-black descent is going to be angry at any black person of color or any person of color holding a powerful position. So we're hated just because of that.
Yep.
And that
it's that racism. It's that superiority complex they have, all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah. Ask a question. Michael, may I ask a question to the team?
What's that?
We talk about they hate individuals because they're black, right? We got that because we're African Americans. But what is it specifically? And I have my thoughts, but what is it specifically about African Americans that others don't want them in power? They don't want them to live their best lives. They don't want them to live up to their full potential. They want to suppress them. What is it? There must be something great about you all as African American people. And once you decide that you're going to live up to your fullest potential, you can make such a phenomenal difference in the lives of so many. You can change this whole world upside down.
You tapped onto something there, Evangelist.
And you know what? She touched on it perfectly. And here's the answer. Because she mentioned that word, it got to be a greatness there. We have proven
there,
in history. Let's talk about Let's talk about Black Wall Street, all of that. Let's talk about Rose. Let's talk about all of that when they told us, here's your land, and here's your 12 seeds, and here's $12. Make it do what it do. And we did that. And not only did we make it do what it do, we excelled. We have proven in history we really can help. When we help ourselves, we grow. And we literally surpass them. See, you have to understand the mindset is these folks ain't got the brain of a dodo bird. They ain't gonna, they gonna come back to us. They're going to be begging to come back to Massa. And when you let us free, the ones who really want to be free, when you set us and you give us our 12 seeds and our $12 and our land, we made it work. We built businesses. We built banks. We built schools.
And let's not forget
the greatness right
civilization
there is my afraid because we can make it happen.
Exactly.
And we
got
to remember the great civilizations in Africa and it was the basis
of math
and learning. So that's the whole lot. Look, I want to mention something about Ray Solomon before we go too much further. Chaplain, good morning, Chaplain. Thanks for calling in today. I know Henrietta was familiar with him too, but Chaplain, let's talk about Ray Solomon a little bit. I didn't know him that well, but I know about him now. This guy was one of those go-to people when it comes to politics, a kingmaker.
Yep.
They call him the Godfather. Tell us a little bit more, Chaplain.
Yep.
Well, if I may, God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Henrietta. God bless you all. Listen, I have to say these two things to you in regards to it. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Listen to this other piece. Greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. Until we understand the greater that is in us, we'll never understand what's going on in this world. I just had to say that.
That's right.
I had to get that out here.
I'm so
apologetic, but I had my hand up. My hand up wanting to get in. You hear me? Because but Brother Ray Solomon, I have put, oh my Lord, Brother Ray Solomon, you hear me? I posted it on the video. The closing of the casket part. And I figured that I would show that part and post it because it's a reminder to all of us that as that casket goes down and as it begins to get darker and darker and you don't see who you were looking at no more, now what? Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what do we do now that Brother Ray is gone? Now what? We can't sit back and get stuck in a position. We need to get these kids in school so that we can build some more Ray Solomons.
Mm-hmm.
So we can inspire some more June Jones and I said it, so we can inspire some more to be like him, but be reminded of the things that happened in his life and say, guess what? This can't happen like this. It is important for us to have mentors. Even a chaplain need a mentor. Even a chaplain need a mentor.
Chaplain, if it wasn't for my Christian upbringing, my mom and dad who taught me stuff, I could tell you right now, I might be bad now, but I would be much worse if I didn't grow up and learn those things. Because let me tell you, you can say all you want, but once you get the power, the money, the women, once you get all that, it's a challenge for any man to handle that without. Look how many, every year something happens like a Jewel Jones in our community where you get, you know, and he's on his way to the top and he can still, and he's still headed in that direction. He just cannot let this trip him up. And we, and as I was saying earlier, we know what's coming. We know when we get put into the position of the mayor of a city, the head of a bank, the head of an organization, the top of a business, we know what's coming at us. It's no it's no secret. We know the women are going to all be there. We know that there's going to people going to offer us bags of money. We know all that. We know that they're going to offer us deals and it's going to be a lot of power brokering going on. So we got to be ready for that. We got to be ready for it. And I and that's why it's so important that we have this a foundation, because it's coming. Look, look, we had the youngest mayor in history here in Detroit. Look what happened. We, so we've got to be ready for this stuff. Come on, preach, chap. Say something.
If I may say, I'll go ahead. I don't want to cut nobody off.
What you say, Kim?
Oh, no, I was going to say that.
I want to say to you, I want to say it to you again. If I be lifted up, see, nobody even knew that God was an artist. He say, I'll draw. He's drawing a picture for you right now while you're repeating the words that you're hearing me say. He's drawing it for you. As long as we're lifting God up, he said that if my people that are called by my name would pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear your cries in heaven and I'll heal your land. If he ain't hearing your cries in heaven, then I don't know what God you're praying to. God will heal us from any and everything that's going on in our lives.
That's right.
That's right.
Know. Trusting. God is the only one that gives you blessings. The devil will give you gifts. So when we can separate the two, when we can know that the prosperity, if you're not prospering and you're seeing everybody else prosper, it's because you don't understand prosperity. God wants us to be prosperous. However, the devil will give you a gift while God blessing. We got to understand there's a difference. So I would rather get a blessing. See, I'm going to wait on it. See, when you're getting your blessing, you're going to wait on the Lord. You ain't going to go out and do nothing to try to make it come quicker. Because the devil going to give you a gift. Come on. I'm going to make it pop for you right now.
All
you
right.
Know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it do what it do for you right now. But don't nobody want to wait on the Lord.
See?
We got to wait on it.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. Go ahead.
Boy, I wish I had a witness. Somebody else. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Well,
all right.
Look, I'm going to get right out your way. God bless you all. Thank you all for having me today. Please, if you have not seen the video,
tell us the organization that you're with.
I am with the International Police and Fire Choppers Association, and I shout out to my chief, Dan Tackett, and all of the members and his wife as well. And I'm also a precinct delegate. I too am an elected official. Thank God for 120 votes in the district. I am for the people.
Thank you,
what matters.
Yeah,
I am for the people.
A great frontline worker. Thank you so much for sharing on the program this morning and the information about Gray Solomon, a true leader here in Detroit, somebody that's going to be greatly missed. He made a lot of people. He's a kingmaker. He put a lot of people in office, didn't he, all these years?
Yes, he did. Please go see the video. If you haven't seen the video, please go look at the video on my page. Stephen D. Tackett Sr. Please
we'll
go look
out.
At the video.
Thank Definitely. You. All right, Chaplain.
God bless you.
Stephen Cathy, we appreciate you this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's the weather like this week today?
So today, if you're looking outside, you may have a little bit of sun. It'll probably be partly to mostly cloudy skies today. But this morning, it is chilly. A few sprinkles are still around the area, and they're going to move away towards the afternoon. And we're going to get to a high close to 60 degrees today. It's going to be chillier along Lake Huron with temps in the upper 40s and 50s much of the time. And this evening, it'll be partly cloudy and cool, and the overnight lows will be in the 40s. Now, this week, Monday, we'll have partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. It's going to be 65 with a high, a low of 37. On Tuesday, rain is going to develop, and it's going to be a high of 43 and 30. On Wednesday, and I'm going to say this, there's a potential for rain and possibly snow.
What?
Yes. I'm sorry.
No.
Get bad news.
No,
there's going to be a high of 42 and a low of 29. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 53, a low of 36. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 40. And next Saturday, we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 60 and a low of 39.
Yes.
Wow. That was interesting. Gee.
Yes.
All right. Well,
after that, we pick back up in the 60s, so I'm liking that.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, thank you. Great. Look, I'm going to take a break. One thing before we do that, you know, Evangelist, I used to tell people if I get to, you know, on city council or if I run for something or if I'm the head of some major organization that, you know, I'm not going to make a mistake and do what others have done. But it's easy to say that, but it's much different when you have when you have the power. Like in Lansing, that changes people. I've worked with candidates, Henrietta, that, you know, they talk to me every day, and me and Missionary. And then as soon as they got to Lansing, all of a sudden they just lost their mind, and they just thought they were the almighty, powerful state rep or whatever position, or they might have been a senator. And I don't know what it is. When people get to Lansing, when they get into the city county building, when they get go to Washington, that the power trip gets them tripped up. And they
you have to be stable minded before you get those positions.
Yeah.
I always
and that's the key. You gotta have a foundation.
You have these a lot of folks are already on a power trip before they get to power.
That's true.
When you find people who are on power trips for no reason, you can only imagine what they would do if they actually got the power. I have to say, you have to prepare yourself. And when you are truly fighting for a cause and pushing for change and laws to be changed to save communities, that's something you have to do from the heart. A lot of people get into it because when you realize the power behind it, they forget about the reason why they're doing it. They're looking at the power and the purse. And one thing I'll say about myself, I've been doing this a very long time. Nothing surprises me. The only power trip I'll be on is seeing people make it. The only power trip I'm going to be on is seeing my communities make it. You will always see Henrietta Ivy when she's fighting for the community. I'm not fighting because I want a name. God gave me that when I was born. God gave me my name as his child way before anybody else knew who Henrietta Ivy was. So I have a title. So when people understand that when you're getting into these fights and when you're getting into these causes, get into them with the purest of the heart to help people and to change communities and lives. If that is not the goal and they're in it for other reasons, that's where our problem lies. When you get people on a power trip before they get to power. So you got a lot of people sitting up in these seats. Once they get to power, they ain't thinking about us. We got to weed that out. So unfortunately, that happens. And you're right, Michael. They don't want to talk to you no more. They use you to get to that as a stepping stone. Us to get to this top, and then they don't know you anymore, and that's very sad, and that's unfortunate.
But
it's not
power,
even just a power
money.
trip.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Michael, I'll say this. Before an individual can become a psychiatrist, psychologist at the PhD level, they have mm-hmm. to undergo some psychological training in terms of they have to be evaluated. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so when we think about people that have many gifts, the gifts get them to a place. But oftentimes it's your integrity, it's your mindset that'll keep you there. So mm-hmm. when we have people that are getting into office, perhaps they should be psychologically evaluated in terms of being able to manage and handle the pressures that come along with that. You have to have some type of stability, and maybe there's a mentoring program like we've all been talking about that we can put in place to help those individuals. Like when you get to this certain point, there are going to be these pressures, and it's not just in politics. When you think of leadership all around in the corporate world, in the faith,
in the church too.
Yes, when you think about it all around, we suffer from this same issue. So it's people like you guys on this call that are having these important conversations and talking about what can we do to help those individuals really just to stay humble and realize it is the people that have helped you and God that has helped you to get where you are. Now that you're there, let's do the right thing. So
but in addition to that, it's also the people that are in proximity to whatever it is, whether it's mm-hmm. the church, whether it's nonprofit, corporate world, or politics. You got to remember mm-hmm. that when you become a politician, you know, there are a lot of people that will run for office and say, I want to help people or I want to mm-hmm. fix a certain issue. And then they mm-hmm. get there and they realize that this, what the issue or the concern that they had is so much smaller because the entity that you're trying to enter is so much larger. And there are all these tentacles. And I liken it to everybody is pulling at you for something, not just asking you. They're saying, oh, I have this project, and you're running for office. You need money. Guess what? I'll give you $100,000. And you're like, great, I'm going to have this great campaign. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you money, but guess what? When I need something from you, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to remind you that I mm-hmm. gave you money. But not only am I going to this, I'm going to find other people who are looking for a person in office that they can manipulate and control. Mm-hmm. And Henrietta is correct. It is about, and that's why we say power corrupts. But it is also the people that you surround yourself with. You know, we talked about DMX a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people I've heard said, well, you know, it is the company that he kept. And I'm like, well, you can say that, but we don't really know that because we don't know who the people were around him. However, mm-hmm. we have all of these different situations, and I'll give you an example. And for me, it's one of the most famous examples. MC Hammer. He talked about how he took care of all of these people while he was at the height of his popularity and his career. When the money was gone, all these people disappeared. And we mm-hmm. see it. When people are in proximity to power, money, and influence, people flock to you from everywhere. It's the reason why when people win the lottery, folks come out the woodwork. Hey, you're long lost,
absolutely.
Whatever. Because they want to be around that. And it's interesting because, Michael, you said this a few weeks ago. You said men, when they are in proximity to a powerful position, it does draw people. And yeah. I don't care who you are. You could be a person who killed six people but may look attractive, because we've had that where people have said, oh, he's got an attractive mugshot. And I said, okay, where are we in society there? We're talking about people with attractive mugshots.
Exactly.
But you have people who are in these situations, and people are drawn to them. So sometimes mm-hmm. it's charisma. Sometimes it's something about them. But there's a few things. If you don't know who you are, and as Christy said, if you don't know who you are and you don't have God at the center, you're going to mess up because you're going to step away from that and you're not going to hear God's voice. You're going to be influenced by all these people that are around you, and the people that are around you are going to keep pulling you until they get what they want. And once they're done with you, they are done. And then you're
that is so true.
No one else will listen to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to talk to Bishop Smith in a second. When we take a break, we'll come back, and then I'll open up and take another call or two from Bishop Smith. We'll be right back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do, so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risks to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. I want to thank all of you who are streaming online, listening to the show, and thank you in advance for those who are going to be listening throughout the week leading up to next Sunday. Thank you for those who are also dialing in and listening on the radio this morning. Reverend Dr. Bishop Smith, good morning, sir. Share your kind words of wisdom with us this morning.
Good morning, that great Sunday morning team. Love my sisters. I appreciate my family.
Yes.
Good morning.
It's so, the hour that we're living in now is so, wow. That's all I can say. I've never shed so much tears as I have here. It's just the leaders that in our past, my bishops and Bishop P.A. Brooks and all these great men, they're gone. And my leader, the late Dad Isaac King Jr., said, you young men got to take it over. So I was talking with one of my godbrothers, Tony Stark, Derek Stark's brother. I said, man, what did they leave us with? What in the world are we into? And I'm telling you all, we're in something.
You know, Reverend Minister Smith, that is true. And I think we talked about mentoring earlier, but people need to be groomed into those positions. You just can't pull somebody and put them in a position. And I think one of the missing links in our community is people being groomed for a particular position, so that they can learn some experience along the way. And, of course, mentoring, too, because it's no joke. You can say all you want about how you're not going to do this, you ain't going to do what they did, you ain't going to be drinking and driving, you ain't going to take no money, all that kind of stuff. But when you're in that position, it's a whole new ball game, and you have to deal with the pressures that everybody else has to deal with. And it's a whole different thing, and that's why it's so important that people have a great foundation because you're going to need it in these positions of authority.
Now, Ray Solomon, I met him before. I met Ricardo Solomon and Ray Solomon. Those guys were top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And but what Ray told us, it was a few clergymen in the meeting. He said, "Man, we got to do better than what we're doing because it's too many of the clergy's names being ruined." But I think that shouldn't be that we shouldn't be involved in it. Well, I'm gonna mess up. Here go. That what we shouldn't be doing and what we shouldn't be. But I'm gonna let that alone because it looks like I heard it, Prophetess Lassiter and say, "All right, you be take it easy, Ray."
Well, you know, it happens. Like she said, it happens everywhere. It happens in corporate America. It happens in organizations. It happens in Hollywood. And it happens in music. It happens in the church. So that means it's about us. It's not about the position. It's about us. And that's so important.
That's the problem.
Yes. Dr. Reverend Bishop Smith, thank you. I didn't quite know which title to use this morning, but we appreciate
that. That's okay because
your input.
You're great ladies. Y'all know I'm finna put him on blast. You've been bootlegging long enough. So keep it going, Reverend Van Tool.
I'm working on a second collection of poetry right now.
Whatever. So. That ain't what I said. That ain't what I said.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening. Okay. Okay. There's one thing I want to say in our last few minutes, and that's about we got to take people like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia seriously. We got to be careful about people like her, and we've got to make sure. I'm glad they stripped her of all her committee positions in Washington, because this thing that she did you all understand what she was doing this week? She was getting ready to launch a group of Congress people called the America First Caucus. And they were going to be, their priority is to push for Anglo-Saxon political tradition. What is that? What is Anglo-Saxon?
You know, let's take it back to the days where civil rights and segregation and everything moving backwards, what's going on back. That's that good old boy mentality. That's what Trump was talking about in his campaign when he ran for president in 2016.
And
that's
he opened up this can of worms with people like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, because now, I mean, we all knew that it was about race from the beginning, because if you think about it, all the things that they're doing, it comes down to race relations, and they and their superiority in this whole our society, in this planet, okay, on the Earth. It's been from day one. The thing is, didn't we think that the Republicans and the conservatives and the right, didn't we think this was about the Constitution and following the Constitution of the United States? But now we see that it's about Anglo-Saxon political tradition. What does that have to do with, that means that it's not about the Constitution. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That means that their priority has never been about our Constitution and our laws. It's about preserving the superiority of the Anglo-Saxon race. So that's the scary part about this. And she had the nerve to actually label it and say it, to push for Anglo-Saxon political tradition. That's the scariest thing I've heard since the Nazis. Because that's exactly what this is about. So I just wanted to make sure that we all know that's what this is about. So that means it has nothing to do with us. You know, even Black Lives Matter means that nobody has been paying any attention to our lives. It's not about us being taking over and being superior, you know, and they always run to that to say, you know, but no, it's not an equivalent. It's not equivalent. You know, it's not good people on the Nazi side. It's not good people on the right-wing militia side. No, those people want our death. They want to kill us and destroy us. So we just want to stay alive. So
exactly.
Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff is scary, and thank God that the Republicans forced her to stand back on it and not follow through with it. But I still don't trust them either. I said I don't trust them, and I don't trust her. But this is the scariest thing ever. Look, guys, we got less than 5 minutes. I just want to say thank you to all of you for what a spirited conversation this morning. I really enjoyed it. I do want to give out Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. If you want to buy a car, here's her number, 248-218-9808. Of course, you know, Regina and Lunghammer Chevrolet have teamed up with me on Sunday mornings, and I appreciate their support and help. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet and Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Her number is 248-218-9808. I also teamed up with Carmen. She's on her way to the studio now. We're going to tape a couple of editions of the Come Up, a business podcast. And we're going to do that this morning, too, here in the studio. I want to thank, again, all of you who are listening on the phone. I want to thank all of you who are streaming online, listening to the show. I am going to play a little bit of Minister Randall Smith's music this morning on the way out. But, thank you, guys. Have a great Sunday. And
you too.
Yeah.
Stay safe. And God bless you all. Enjoy your week. Oh, by the way, Missionary says hello, and she's looking forward to being on very soon on her next show. So just wanted to pass that along to you. All right. Have a great day. We're going to listen to some music on our way out.
Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day, Detroit.
Have a great day,
you guys. Love you, Missionary.
Love you, Missionary.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
People living, people.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.